Hey, I'm Lex.
And I'm Serena,
host of the Dream Body Playbook podcast,
a show all about transforming your life
and your body to what you've always dreamed of.
On our show, you're going to find hella inspiring guests,
and you'll get weight loss tips galore from top pros in the industry.
And you're going to hear fitness secrets from the CCP team.
Plus, you'll get nutrition and training help with our Is It Worth It episodes, where we'll review the latest trends hitting the internet to let you know if it's actually worth your time.
Listen every Wednesday to the Dream Body Playbook. What is up, you guys? Welcome back to the Dream Body Playbook podcast. We are here with a really fun episode for today. A little bit of a fitness / nutrition this or that. So we're just going to be going over different trends. How would you describe it? Like different things that people do in the fitness industry, and just going through like which one we prefer and kind of like brief reason why.
Yeah. Typically with these, you're either like one or the other.
Yeah.
It's like
hard yes or hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So we'll start. First one, upper body or lower body?
I just said you're either one or the other, but like, it depends on the mood. So I'll give you reasons why I'm kind of a little bit of both. I love upper body because I can go in and get a really, really good lift in and not be like insanely out of breath and like insanely sweaty and stuff. But I still know that I got a really good workout in. But I honestly think I like lower body a little bit more because I do leave the gym feeling so successful.
Yeah.
And lower body just makes me feel powerful.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Because I mean, obviously, like, I can lift a lot more with my legs than I can with my arms. That's just a given for majority of people.
Yeah.
our muscles are larger in our legs. But I feel really powerful and really proud of myself on leg days normally, while on arm days, I'm kind of like, meh. We're just going through the motions still a little bit. Like, I'll push myself, but also it's like I can only push myself so much more at a time. While leg days, I can be like, oh, I can really go for this and like really go for it. While I might drop a 40-pound dumbbell on my face, but you know, so we have that there. I think if I had to pick one or the other, I would say leg days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lower body.
So I'm also kind of in the middle. I used to love, love, love leg days. Love them. But over time, I really started liking upper body a lot more. I mean, not right now because my shoulder's kind of messed up, but I feel like I also feel powerful on upper body days because I'm like benching, whatever, I'm doing this, I'm getting stronger. I'm like, yeah, like I feel like I can lift the world up. And like you said, out of breath on leg days, like you do feel very rewarded. But so I'm going to just say upper body for the purpose of this episode.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we train a little differently, so that makes sense because you normally do like bench press like with the barbell and everything, right? Mm-hmm. Like if I'm doing presses or chest presses, I normally am doing dumbbells or like unilaterals. Yeah. So it's less like power, I guess.
Like
it's more strategic, but also like I said, I'm scared of dropping 40-pound dumbbells on my face.
It's always scary.
So, I mean, it's almost happened before. So,
oh gosh.
Yeah. Always have a spotter, you guys, especially when you're pushing yourself with that.
Yes, please.
Yeah. All right, cool. Number two, cardio before or after your workout?
After. Yeah. I gotta, well, if it's like, I'll do like a light, like maybe 3 to 5 minute stairs if I'm doing legs.
Yeah.
But if I'm going for like incline walk, whatever, I will never do it on a leg day. And I always have to do it on upper body day afterwards because I want to use most of my energy pushing myself in my workout rather than on the treadmill or elliptical or whatever I'm doing.
Yeah. I was going to say, so if I'm doing leg days, I most likely don't do cardio that day anyways. Yeah. if I do, I try to do like maybe 10 minutes before because there's no way I'm doing stairs after.
No way. No freaking way.
But for upper body day, normally like I'll warm up. I don't count my warm up as like cardio though. I like warm up and walk for like 10 minutes, but then like I'll do my actual cardio after my workout.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It makes more sense. And this totally depends on you guys.
Absolutely.
So if you're training for like endurance, like if you're going to do a race or something, do your cardio before you're lifting so that you're not exhausted. If you're training for like physique goals and really wanting to hit PRs and stuff like that, do your cardio after so you can put all of your energy. What's up, y'all? So we don't run ads on this podcast and we probably won't ever. Our goal here is to share as much information and value with you as possible with a little entertainment, of course. But with that, we need your help in getting the word out about the Dream Body Playbook. So all we're asking for you to do is send this episode to a friend that you think would really benefit from it or share it on your social media stories and tag us. Also, one other thing we're going to be doing is giving away a $100 Amazon gift card to someone who rates and reviews this podcast every single month. So thank you in advance and we're looking forward to reading your reviews, but we'll get back to the episode and to the lifting. It does not matter about before or after for weight loss goals. It goes for like what your specific goal is. I hear this all the time, like, should I do cardio before or after? It literally doesn't matter. What does your body feel better doing?
Yep. And that kind of goes for all of the things that we're going through on this list.
Right. Exactly.
Just what works for you.
Exactly.
Next one, pre-workout or coffee?
Coffee.
Okay.
1000% coffee.
Why?
I just love coffee, you guys. Oh my gosh, it's a problem. Like, what I'm going to start doing, because now we have a like a Ninja coffee pot and an espresso machine. And I love the Nespresso machine because it tastes really good. Yeah. It's just like super rich and creamy. And so I love having that as like my first cup. And then I would love to like start buying decaf coffee so I can make like half a pot of decaf coffee. And then I don't have to like overstimulate myself on caffeine, but I can still just like taste my coffee because I love coffee. Also, depends on the pre-workout. So if you're drinking like a Celsius or a Lani Nu or something like that, number one, go get your liver enzymes tested. Number two, I can relate because I was there and I got my liver enzymes tested and they were a little elevated. So I stopped.
Oh, wait, how do you do that for the listeners myself?
Just ask your GP. I got mine done when I had my GI map done. So it all was like all in one thing. Okay. But you can ask your GP for it. But I was always associating. Kiwi guava? Yeah. I have a kiwi guava Celsius before I worked out. So therefore, whenever I tasted that kiwi guava and I had that routine of opening it, it was like my brain associated that with working out.
Yep.
So I think that was better. The routine and matching that in my head was better than like the actual stimulant in it.
Yeah.
But if we're just going for like straight pre-workout, like what we've talked about before, like dry scooping and stuff, I get really good workouts out of it, but I hate the itchies and I always get the itchies. Always. Like it feels like my skin's crawling off my face and I'm constantly scratching. I turn really red. And so like, I would just rather avoid that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm going to go with pre-workout. Yeah.
What's your favorite brand? Because I feel like people wonder this a lot. I can never find a good one. That doesn't make me feel like I'm crawling out of my skin.
There was this really, really good one I had by EHP Labs, I think. I'm looking it up now. But it had like a lion on the front. And that's
a lion?
A lion.
Oh, I thought you said a lion. I was like, that's generic.
No, it was like a lion with a crown, which I love because I'm a Leo. So I was like, I have to buy it. That's exactly why I bought it.
Oh my gosh.
And it was so good. Gave me like a good pump, like all that stuff. That's my favorite brand. But for me, like I associate pre-workout with working out. But then for coffee, like I associate that with like errands or like trying to get work done, stuff like that. Like a
Target run.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I
get that.
Try to keep them separate.
I think I just associate coffee with everything. Seriously, you guys, if you knew my family, like even my mom and my dad too, like we have a problem. We just love coffee. I don't know what it is. Good. Like we don't need to, like now I'm getting a little fancy with it that I have an espresso. I like froth my milk in the morning, like do the whole thing. But normally I just drink like a black cup. Like I just love
that's what my grandma does.
That's what my grandma does it too.
I'm like, you're insane.
I just love black coffee and it's just so good. Anyways, moving on. All right, next one. Morning or nighttime? I'm going to reword that too. Like nighttime, afternoon workouts.
I'm going to say,
I feel like we've talked about this a little bit before.
Yeah. It's not, I can't go like early, early morning. I have to go like mid morning.
Yeah.
To my latest cutoff will be like 1 o'clock would be the, have to be the latest time that I get there. I don't know. Nighttime, afternoon workouts. I can't, I just can't do it. All my energy is gone.
Yep. I hear you, but mine's, I don't want to say nighttime because I have a cutoff too. If I'm getting there any later than like 5 or 5:30, done. I'm not doing it for the day. But if I can get there at like 3:30, 4 o'clock, sweet spot right there.
It's a good time.
Sweet spot. And the reason for this being is because I know when my brain's most productive for work.
Yeah.
And I can wake up, have a cup of coffee, do my like little morning routine, kind of a chill morning with Gus and stuff, and like dive straight into work and get a shit ton of stuff done.
Yeah.
And I just know that if I disrupted that routine, well, sidetrack, if I work later in the afternoon, I'm not as productive. It takes me longer to do things and stuff. I notice around like 2 o'clock, 2:30-ish that like my productivity just kind of starts to sink. So it makes the most sense for me, like mental, like capacity wise, to take a break anyways and just go work out. So I'd rather like get up early, get a bunch of work done and start kind of like shift my work day from like a 9 to 5 to like a 7 to like what would that be?
Three.
Yeah. And then go to the gym. Like that's way more doable for me. And also I find that I have so much more energy going to the gym and like I don't need the pre-workout because I have a full day's worth of food in my stomach. Like
there you
I've got energy ready to go. I'm not having to, like, I'm not worried about going workout fasted. And I have that fuel in me. And normally in the mornings I feel super weak because I don't necessarily have that much fuel.
Mm. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Next one kind of ties into this too. Early bird or night owl?
Night owl. I hate it.
I hate it.
I do. I hate it. But I go back and forth. Well, the thing is, so when I was training at 45, I was an early bird, but I had to be an early bird because I had to be at the gym at 4 o'clock. And so it was like 4:30, whatever it was, but I had to be an early bird because I had work. I had to be. But also, like, when I got in that routine, I loved it.
Yeah.
But also, like I said, I don't know the way my brain works, and so many people can probably relate to this, and I'm pretty sure I have like extreme ADHD. Anywho.
Same.
Yeah. It's a struggle on a daily basis, but I find that, like, if I want to do like some like Canva graphics for emails or Facebook marketing or anything along those lines, or if I want to be like in a creative space or wedding planning or bachelorette planning or whatever it may be, like if I want to do those kind of things, nighttime. My brain is like all in. I have the best ideas at night. But in the morning, it's like, okay, this is when we're going to do a copyright. This is we're going to do like our admin stuff. This is what, like, the logistic stuff. Does that make sense?
Like the left and right side of your brain work better at different times.
I've never thought of it that way, but that's exactly it. Because like I know in the morning, the stuff that like I logistically have to get done, that's what I'm really good at being productive. But the stuff that I can be really creative with, all my ideas come at nighttime. A lot of the times I'll wake up in the middle of the night with an idea and I'll reach over and and write it down. Because that's just like when my brain works. I love it and hate it because also that's why I'm a night owl. It keeps me up. What about you?
I fully agree with what you said. Night owl, unfortunately. I do love being early bird for the sake of waking up early, getting things done. I'm more productive in the mornings. Like, I feel like I have more time in my day. I can do stuff. But in terms of creativity, it comes to me randomly. Mm-hmm. But more often than not, it's like mid-afternoon to nighttime. And I'm usually up to like midnight just doing stuff or being creative or whatever on the side. So, that's like.
Yeah, I try not to be.
But I know. It sucks. I want to wake up early and be productive.
I think I would be more okay with it if Nick was a night owl too.
Oh, but he's an early bird.
Oh, he's an early bird. But he has to be for his work too. Like he's out. Yeah. He wakes up so early and is out the door. But also like he lays down. He's like out. Like within 2 seconds, his head hits the pillow and he's out. And not me. It takes me like hours to fall asleep because I have to turn my brain off. Yep. Anyways.
Love it. Cool.
Okay. Next one. Meal prep or cook daily?
Right now I'm just say cook daily. Mm-hmm. I used to be a meal prepper through and through.
Yeah.
I do still meal prep certain things from here and there. But since I work from home now.
Yeah, it's a little easier.
Cook daily. For me, like certain things after I heat them up, like this chicken stir fry I'm about to eat after this, I heat it up too much. The chicken starts to give me the ick. I don't like it. So I'd rather just cook things daily. I mean, I could probably meal prep my like lunches.
Yeah. Or like the bulk items like rice and stuff like that.
Exactly. And I quote unquote meal prep my breakfast because I make the overnight oats every morning.
Right.
But dinner, like gotta cook it daily.
Yeah. I'm the same way. When I was living alone and like didn't have Nick for like dinner and stuff or anything like that, it was just easier for me to prep it all, like what we talked about last time with like my meal prep Sundays that I used to do and stuff. It was just easier. And also my schedule was way different. I was a grad school while also trying to run my own business, while also trying to run another business that I was a part of.
Yeah. While super busy.
It was awful.
You guys are really loving and relating to this conversation and want to continue to learn more about this topic and countless others. Listen up. This is for you. We want to give you access to our free community of women on similar paths to you. Shoot us a DM on Insta with the word Facebook and we will get you in there ASAP.
Yeah, so I was super busy. And so I did prep because I knew that's the only way I was, one, going to eat, because I'm one of those that whenever I get really stressed and really busy, I forget to eat. And so prepping it was my way of ensuring that, like, hey, this is easy and ready to go. You're going to be able to get your fuel in that you need. Now, like you said, we work from home. We have a little bit more time. Mm-hmm. I'll prep like breakfasts sometimes just to make it easy in the morning.
Yep.
But that's really it. It's kind of like if we prep, it's like a 50-50 prep. Like we'll bulk items, breakfast, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Lunch, a lot of the times we do a lot of leftovers from dinner the night before for lunch. We'll like plan it. We'll plan it out in our macros to like use that leftover for lunch the next day and then plan the rest of our day around it. Because I mean, we most likely are making too much anyways. So that's how we do it. So kind of 50-50, but basically cook daily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just I think it's just better that way. And it's kind of fun and it breaks up your day. Like after work, you're like, oh, instead of just getting into a Netflix binge, you get to like actually do something.
Yeah.
Okay. So next one, incline walk or stairs?
Stairs. Yeah. I used to hate them. And I feel like a lot of people think they're like,
they get better awful. Once you do them.
Yeah. They get better once you do them. And I will say I'm out of practice with them right now. Last summer before we went to Cabo and stuff, I was doing like 30 minutes on the stairs, like 3 days a week and stuff for my cardio. I was also in like a pretty steep cut then.
Yeah.
Not so as much right now. I might get that way closer to the wedding. But I actually really love stairs because, one, I feel like you don't quite have to go as high intensity to see, like, that's to true. Get the results out of it. But also, getting on a treadmill at the gym makes me want to, like, claw my face off. Because, you guys, I have the walking pad at home. So I feel like I'm walking on a treadmill all day long, and then I go to the gym and do it again. No, I want to do something different. So that's I switch it up.
Point. That's yeah. a good point. I'm going to also side with stairs.
Yeah.
Mainly because it's a lot easier for me to do them without holding on as it is for an incline walk.
I'm like,
I feel like I'm on a hill.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. That's a good point.
And it just takes practice. Like it does suck at first.
Oh, God,
but you're going to, you'll learn to love them like as you continue to do them day in and day out.
Yeah. Like right now and like when I first started and the last time I first started, it's like
right.
You can like barely breathe. Someone's like, are you okay over there? Like, you know, we'll get there. And also like my little tidbit on stairs, like start slow.
You guys.
Like you don't need to start on like level 12 going for 30 minutes. Like no, start on like level 6, maybe even 5. Mm-hmm. Go for 10 minutes and then 12 and then 15. Like work your way up.
Oh, you guys are way better than me. I never pushed it past like level 8. I was like too much.
I'll do like increments. I'll watch the clock and I'm one of those people that like I count down in time. I like watch it the whole time. And Nick's always like, why are you watching the clock? And I'm like, because I'm counting down in my head. Like if there's 2 minutes left, that means I have 120 seconds left and I'm counting. And he's like, you're a psychopath. But that's what I'll do. And I'll count it down and like I will do like increments. So like I'll start at 5 and every minute I'll go up to like 12 and then I'll work my way back down. Yeah. So every minute or 30 seconds or whatever I'm feeling that day, I'll increase it and then I'll work it back down and stuff. So I'm constantly kind of like changing it, but also it gives me a little bit break too. Once I like really hit that steep part, because normally 12, 13 is like the highest I'll go. If not, I'm like, I'm falling all over the place. And then I'll bring it back down. So after I really do like spike my heart rate there, I'll like slowly bring it back down.
Yeah. Pro tip, go with a friend.
Yeah.
Because it makes it a lot easier. I used to go with my friend Allie every Monday morning for 30 minutes and it would fly by so fast because we were just talking the whole time.
Yeah. Or watch a Netflix episode.
That too.
Yeah. Or listen to one of these podcasts.
There you go.
All right. Next one. Squats or deadlifts?
Oh, deadlifts.
Yeah, mine squats. Go for it. I knew we were going to have different ones on that one.
I mean, I do like squats, but I have like hip/back issues. So sometimes I want to lift super heavy. So it's hard for me to like envision myself. Well, not envision, but it's hard for me to actually do it because my hip instability, even though deadlifts are so freaking taxing. But I just feel so much stronger because I'm like, I don't know, I'm lifting everything up. And I feel like I get a better full body workout of it. So that's why I like deadlifts. Yeah.
I should probably do deadlifts more. The only I do RDLs in my things.
That's still a deadlift.
But I need to do more conventional because it is more of a full body thing. But I'm here for the squats. I don't know. I think it's because I'm used to doing squats and they're comfortable to me. Like walking up to the squat rack and setting up a squat, I'm like comfortable doing while taking it off, setting up a deadlift. Like it's completely different. And also I will say, I think if I had like a better gym layout, I would be able to do it more because the only place to do deadlifts in our gym is like right in the dead center of like the heavy traffic walking path.
And so are you serious?
Yeah. It's like the way it circles around, it's just not a very good area for it. I mean, people do it and people know that's like where you go. So we like, you avoid it. But to me, I feel like I'm in the way. And so I like just kind of avoid it. But yeah, squats for me.
Okay.
I like a good squat.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Shorts or leggings?
You know, it depends on the weather. Also depends on where I am in my physique as well.
Good point. That's a great point.
Because I will say I love leggings, obviously in the winter. I would say a majority wear leggings. Also, one of the reasons for this is because I sweat like a 500-pound man. And so like even in my like legs and shins and stuff, like I sweat everywhere. And so I feel like whenever I wear leggings, I don't leave the machines and stuff as sweaty. So that's a little barrier there. But also like for shorts, I'll wear it in the summer. But if I'm feeling like really confident and I'm like hitting my physique goals and stuff, I'll wear shorts more often. But for summer, also too, if I have like a good tan. If I'm not if I'm like pasty, I won't put shorts on. You won't catch me in shorts. I need a self-tan before I do that. So if you catch me in the winter, I'm most likely not ever wearing shorts. But it's really dependent on the situation for those. But I like them both.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I am going to pick shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I do tend to wear leggings in the winter because I get cold. But the leggings I wear particularly give me camel toe a lot, which is so annoying. But the shorts, like, they do sometimes, but not as much as leggings. And I think they're just more comfortable for me to, like, move around in, if that makes sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So I'm a shorts gal. Alphalete converted me to a shorts gal. So.
See, I need to order some. I don't have any Alphalete stuff.
They're so good.
I don't have any Alphalete stuff. I don't have any navigation stuff. I'm the most basic person when it comes to my athletic wear. Like, I'm not bougie with
my
athletic
jaws on the floor.
I know. No, I know. Seriously. Like, I'm bougie when it comes to literally everything else. Ask all my friends and family.
Yeah.
But when it comes to athletic wear,
like, whatever.
I could care less. I'll go to TJ Maxx and just grab stuff. Like, I don't care. Like, it gets sweaty anyways.
Yeah, you're
going to
get sweaty, dirty.
But I should invest in some good, like, good quality shorts and leggings and stuff because I feel like it might change my mind.
Probably.
Yeah.
It will. Yeah. It'll make your butt pop a lot.
I know. pull the scrunch up.
Exactly.
Okay, next one. This is our second to last one, but podcast or music while you're lifting or working out, doing whatever you're doing?
Music, 1,000%. I've tried to do a podcast before, but I'll do a podcast more so like cardio or like walking on the stairs or like a YouTube video or something. But I just gotta have the heavy, like, you know, metal music, but a lot of rap and R&B for me. Have you heard health and fitness coaches talk about how your metabolism can help you burn fat even while you're sleeping? And you just think, how? Trust me, we get it. It's all so confusing to know what you need to do to get your metabolism working the way you want it to. But today, you're in luck. We've created a done-for-you daily checklist that will set your metabolism on fire. All you have to do is DM us checklist and we will send it your way completely for free. All right, now let's get back to the episode.
Yeah. People are going to think I'm a psychopath for what I'm about to say.
Okay. Nothing?
Seriously. If I were to listen to anything, most of the time it's a podcast. But a lot of the times me and Nick work out together and we don't wear headphones. We just talk.
That makes sense.
But like even when I was hitting, like I hit PRs yesterday and I didn't have any music. Like I was just like going with it. Like basically I was listening to Nick in my ear. Honestly, that's really kind of what it
go.
Was. Probably. I don't know exactly what he was saying. Normally he's talking to me. But if I were to listen to anything, the other day was the first time I listened to music while I was working out.
The first time ever in your life?
No, just like in a long time. And I listen to like country music, something so basic. But I normally listen to podcasts when I have my headphones on. And I do think this podcasts are a really good outlet for me because
like this one.
Yeah, exactly. It's an amazing outlet for me because it's really hard for me to turn my brain off.
Mm.
And so a lot of times I'll listen to either my business coach's podcast or another like entrepreneurial podcast or something because I feel like I'm constantly learning and I'm constantly thinking of new ideas and stuff. And so by hearing someone else talk about ways to do that, it like that's my outlet. That's like the way I turn my brain off because someone else is talking about it versus me just thinking about it all the time. And so someone might be like, Alexis, you need to see a therapist, but that's the way I shut my brain off is because I'm going to be thinking about like, what could I possibly do next anyways? So I might as well just be listening to something that's going to help me make the next step that I do better.
Yeah.
And so I'm constantly listening to podcasts.
Gaining inspiration a little bit.
Yeah. Constantly listen to podcasts. And if it's not entrepreneurial or like my fitness coach's podcast, it's true crime, murder mystery. Like my favorite murder. That's what I'm listening to.
You know what? I want to watch an episode tonight.
Yeah. I'm listening to some type of like crime junkie and my favorite murder, like something along those lines.
I love that. Okay. The last but not least, tracking macros or not tracking macros.
Right now, yes. Depends on the season I'm in, which I feel like when we first started this podcast, we both talked about how we weren't really tracking macros.
Right now. I feel like now we both are.
Now we both are, yeah. So it's transitioned a little bit. But that also, like when we were first started filming this podcast, it was holidays.
True.
So.
True.
But I'll kind of go through like my phase of where I've been over the past year.
Yeah.
So starting last April is when I started my gut health journey. And it was April through like October that I was on macros. Specifically for gut health and everything along those lines. And it was like I reversed for a few months and then I went into a pretty steep cut before we went to Cabo in July. Then after that cut, I started to reverse. So you're tracking through all of that to make sure you're being accurate. And then I reversed from like July to like October-ish. And since I've done intuitive eating and mindful eating before, I'm pretty comfortable with it. So once I got to a place with my reverse that I was really comfortable with, I was like, all right, we're just going to pause for the next, through the end of the year and stuff, especially after we had gotten engaged. I was like, let's just enjoy. My birthday's in November. Nick's birthday's in December. We have the holidays. Yep. We had engagement parties and stuff coming up. I was like, let's just enjoy life and not really worry about it. So after that all happened, now it's almost the end of January. Oh my God, I just looked at it. It's like the 18th. I'm almost in January, and now we're almost 7 months out from our wedding. I'm starting to macro tracking again.
Yeah.
So then we'll dive back into it. So
only 7 months?
I know. Trust me, I know. But that's just like kind of, I went on that tidbit because like you don't have to always track macros or never track right. macros. There's ebbs and flows of life and like your goals during different times of the year and different seasons of life and stuff. And it's good for your body to get those breaks. It's so good for your body to get those breaks. Like I'm telling you right now, I've been tracking again for like a week and a half, 2 weeks, like nothing crazy.
Right.
And I'm not being like crazy strict on myself right now. I'm easing myself back into it. And I've already seen a difference in my body because whenever you set your body up for success on the front end, like I did a proper reverse and everything. Mm-hmm. When you start to dive back into a cut, your body's going to see results very, very quickly, a lot faster than you'll expect.
Yeah. And I think too, once you track for a while, mm-hmm. like you are, you kind of just know what calories are and what, especially if you're weighing your food. And so for me, like when I was tracking like from January to August, mm-hmm. like the whole time. And then I was pretty much cutting from like February to August. Then I reversed out slowly and then I just stopped tracking altogether. And I pretty much eat the same things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tracking, not tracking. So it's like, I kind of already know intuitively like what calories I'm consuming and what I'm not.
And I've done macros, like the whole macro thing since 2019.
Right.
So like
the back of your hand.
I know a lot of the macros, like whenever I say I'm like yesterday I did a live on our Facebook page talking about like the breakfast. That's like my go-to. Mm-hmm. Like I know it's 380 calories. There's 41 grams of protein and I like boom, boom, boom. Like I know exactly what I'm having and stuff. And it makes it easier, especially when you have done the reps and you've done all of that over the years. It makes it easier. Like it's super hard starting out. And all of our first time clients understand that it's challenging starting out. But the more consistent with you are and the more you stick with it, the way easier it gets in the long run.
Oh yeah. I 1000% agree.
Yep.
I think this was a really great episode.
Yeah. Let us know if you guys like this. This was fun for us to come up with the things to talk about. But yeah, this was another really quick one.
Yeah. Let us know what you guys prefer.
Yeah. Please let us know what you guys prefer. That would be fabulous. Well, we will talk to you next Wednesday with another, I think we have a longer episode next Wednesday. I'm talking about some more juicy gossip details. So stay tuned.
See you guys.
Bye.